Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2018 Prairie Swine Sitter Spring Producer Meeting. My guest is Dr. Denise Beaulieu, an assistant professor in monogastric nutrition with the University of Saskatchewan and an adjunct research scientist with the Prairie Swine Sitter. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Beaulieu.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of the 2018 Spring Producer Meeting, you discussed research conducted on behalf of swine innovation pork, looking at the value of providing supplemental fiber to increase satiety among group housed gestating sows. First of all, why is satiety a factor, and why is the ability of the sow to feel satisfied actually limited?
Well, the bottom line, Bruce, is that sows in gestation, if they were allowed free access to all the food they wanted, they would get too fat. This causes problems during farrowing, and when they get too fat, they don't eat enough when they're lactating. So sows, when they're pregnant, are limit-fed, and so they're hungry, and this causes some behavioral issues.
What types of behavioral issues may result, and what are the potential consequences of those?
Well, you can see some aggression or their fight over their feed. If they're limit fed and they're in groups, the problem is that some sows might get a lot and some sows will get even less than they should have. If they're in stalls and housed individually, you can feed them very, very well, but you'll see some indications of behavior that could be due to hunger, and this could be chewing on bars or stereotypies, which is behavior that's repeated over and over again, and we don't like to see these things.
What forms of fiber actually have been looked at, and how is that fiber actually delivered in the diet?
Lots and lots of work with looking at fiber for gestating sows. We know that feeding a higher fiber diet to sows does improve satiety. These fibers can be added directly into the diet, so mixed in with the pellets that the sow is being fed, or they can be top dressed to the sow or given to the sows in a free form as part of the diet.
What types of delivery mechanisms, what type of products have been developed to introduce this additional fiber into the diet?
That would vary quite a bit depending upon the feeding system you have. If you have an automated feeding system that's delivering diet to the sows, it would probably be easiest just to include the fiber in the diet as part of the pellet. So that could be done with the automated feeding system. Other producers like to feed it as perhaps a straw or something like that, and then this would be fed perhaps as a separate feeding system or just given to the sow free choice. Sometimes that can also add what we think of as enrichment, kind of gives the sow something to play with as well.
What are the physiological implications of providing supplemental fiber, and what are the pros and cons of those changes?
Well, we know when we're talking about fiber that there's different types of fiber, lots of different types. Primarily, we divide fiber into what we call soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. Insoluble fiber is what most of us think about when we think of fiber, and that is fiber that when you eat it, you feel full. It just fills you up. So that is good for a sow, and it gives them a feeling of satiety just due to what we call gut feel. They feel full. However, that may not last for a long period of time. Soluble fiber is fiber that will eventually be fermented and broken down in the large intestine of the pig. And these breakdown products, the short-chain fatty acids, they actually feed back to the brain and can tell the sow that she's no longer hungry. So this then is a longer-term type of satiety. So what research has shown by several groups around the world that probably a mixture of soluble and insoluble fiber is the best.
What sources of fiber have actually been looked at, and how do the different sources compare and why?
Well, again, this would be a mixture of soluble and insoluble. So if you're just looking at things like straw, that's what we were looking at in our studies, and straw would be considered an insoluble fiber. Even just wheat straw or oat straw, oat hulls, soybean meal or soy hulls, things like that. Something like beet pulp, a little bit more specialized, beet pulp would be a very soluble fiber. So a mixture of a few of those different ones would be ideal.
What did we see in terms of the physiological or productivity impacts on the offspring, and what are the what's the significance of that?
Yeah, our study specifically looked at oat straw compared to wheat straw, and we know those are both relatively insoluble, but we tried to process them to see if we could change the solubility characteristics. And we only fed these from day 85 of gestation till farrowing. So we didn't expect to see big differences in terms of number born or things like that in that first cycle. We did, however, see improvements in lactation, feed intake, when the fibers were no longer being fed, but we saw improvements from those sows that were fed, especially the oat straw and the oat straw that had been processed. There was improvements in feed intake during lactation and improvements in piglet growth during that time as well.
What follow-up is planned or needed?
Well, we certainly hope to look more along the lines of processing. What can we do to process very cheap forms of fiber, for example, straws, to make them a fiber that will have these beneficial physiological effects on the sow? Specifically, change the fermentation patterns so you get this long-term feeling of satiety for the sows.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that's great. Thanks for your interest, Bruce.
Thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Denise Beaulieu, an assistant professor in monogastric nutrition with the University of Saskatchewan and an adjunct research scientist with the Prairie Swine Centre. For Farmscape Online at the 2018 Prairie Swine Centre Spring Producer Meeting, I'm Bruce Cochran.